You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Fascinated by style and craftsmanship, Phoebe Gormley started making her own clothes at a young age, and at just 15 began interning on London's Savile Row and Jermyn Street, synonymous with high-end men's tailoring. After 2 years studying costume design at university, Phoebe told her parents she would be taking the money earmarked for her final year of tuition and start her own venture. Launched in 2015, Gormley & Gamble became the first women's-only tailor in the history of Savile Row, with the Gamble in the name referring to Phoebe's decision to quit university and strike out on her own. Here's her story.
The main difference is for menswear, a guy comes into the shop and it's, okay, would you like a navy suit or a grey suit? And that's kind of the end of the discussion. Whereas for women's wear, you know, it's a completely open ballpark. So you might get one woman who wants a white silk tuxedo to wear to her wedding, and one woman who has got big boobs and narrow waist and a big bum and wants 20 dresses all in different colours that actually fit her. I had this huge fascination with costume design and tailoring, and costume design over fashion design, because to me, costume design tested both sides of the brain. So it was understanding, who is this person? How does she feel about herself in the morning? How many times a day does she leave the house? Where does she work? What does she do? You know, where does she live? What's the weather like? And really kind of analysing someone and therefore what clothes they would or should wear. And that's kind of something that I do in my job now, because I have lots of people come in and trying on clothes and trying to plan wardrobes for them, and you kind of need a bit of that foresight into what is hanging in someone's wardrobe at home. The first consultation is a really important point, because you really want to make the woman feel super, super comfortable, because not only are you talking about clothes, and quite often, you know, it might be a really high-powered businesswoman and she does not have a creative bone in her body. And sadly, people have an opinion on what she wears. People just think, because she's a woman, doesn't matter how senior her job is, I get to have an opinion on what she wears. So lots of these senior women in business who are clients of mine kind of come in because they say, look, I really just don't give a shit about what I wear. I'm not a fashion person. All I want is a wardrobe where I can open it up and it all looks amazing on me. It all fits me beautifully. It all goes. And I know that I can put any two things together and no one's going to laugh at me. And I can just get on with my day because I've got more important things to do. My first sale was to a lady who's the CEO of one of the biggest banks in the world. And she's 6'1". So she'd never been able to wear a dress or a skirt to work, because they all look like little schoolgirl mini skirts. So she was always wearing trousers, and she's a feminine woman. So she was like, I just always feel a bit like, oh, I'm wearing trousers again. I would love a dress that fits me. So I got an email from her PA on the kind of Friday night saying, so-and-so wants you to come to her office at 7:30 on Monday morning. She's got 15 minutes. It was day one and I was terrified, and I literally had two samples. And I went to her office and said, oh, I'm really nervous. She said, don't be nervous, it's gonna be fine. And I was like, no, but I'm really scared. And she said, look, Phoebe, I believe in you. You've got to believe in yourself. Just to prove a point, she ordered, I think it was 6 jackets, 6 skirts and 6 dresses on my first day, and paid back my initial tuition fees on day one within 15 minutes. And then she was so happy, she set up a direct debit for a jacket and dress every month. And she didn't even choose the fabric. She was like, you know what I like? Because, you know, we'd gone through all those questions. She was like, you know what I like, you know what suits me, just send it to me every month and I'll pay the invoice. So I have like a 20 question document that I'll go through everyone with, and it's, what is your favourite thing in your wardrobe and why is that? And it could be, you know, a dress that you picked up in Italy, but it's just this perfect colour red and you've got bright green eyes, and red's the opposite of green on the colour wheel, so it makes your eyes look amazing. Or it could be a pair of M&S trousers that you've had for 10 years, but they just fit you really well, and every day you're like, I should wear something else, but then you're like, God, they're just so comfy. So really working out, like, what is the priority for that woman? Is it that she is very happy to be uncomfortable in stilettos and, like, that's her kind of power move? Is it that she really doesn't give a crap and just wants to be super comfy and is working 20-hour days? So really understanding who the person is and not the kind of person that she's bringing to me in Savile Row and thinking, oh, I've got to be quite a smart, polished version of myself. It's like, scrap all of that. Let's actually get through to, it's 6 o'clock on a Monday morning, the kids are screaming downstairs. Instant decision, what are you going to wear? So the little black dress kind of came about because we were finding loads of people were coming saying dresses are my real bugbear because I've got size 12 boobs, a size 8 waist and a size 12 bum. And so it just isn't working. So we thought, okay, how do we make this more accessible as a price point? Because our stuff is seriously expensive because it's made seriously well and the fabrics are the best in the world. So it's never going to be cheap. But the little black dress we wanted to retail for, I think it's £400 now, which I know is still a lot for a dress, I'm fully aware. But basically, people can put in their body measurements online or book a Skype or FaceTime fitting with me. I will help them take all of the relevant measurements and then we kind of put them all into the algorithm and out pops out their dress measurements and then the dress is created and sent to them. And they can either come for a fitting with me in London, where we can check that they're 100% happy with everything in person, or it can just be sent to them. And we have customers from like Hong Kong, New Zealand, all over the place, Brazil, who kind of came in saying, oh God, I would love to have one dress that fits me. And obviously the little black dress was easy because it's kind of a wardrobe staple. We didn't want to have, you know, something in bright pink that puts off 90% of people. So I wanted something really simple. And now we have those customers coming back saying, okay, can I have it in three other colours? Or I love it so much, but I would really like just a skirt version. And so it's kind of opened up a whole new market for us as well. On Savile Row, if you don't share the craft dies. If you want to still have a job in 10 years, you better be open to sharing what you know with people because it is so small. I mean, that street is like a little village. Everyone knows everyone. People are really good at sharing what they know. I don't think they saw me as a threat. I think if I was a young woman setting up a menswear tailor's, they would see me as a threat. And in fact, I know the kind of newbies on the street always feel there's a bit of hostility if they're menswear tailors. But because what I do has no impact on them, I'm just bringing fresh people to the street. And lots of the wives and girlfriends come saying, oh, I should get something for my husband or blah, blah, blah. It only encourages people. And I think diversity on Savile Row, diversity anywhere is positive. Maybe one thing that they probably poo-poo is my age because, you know, it is a complete craft heritage skill that does take 40 years to learn properly. That's when you're a master tailor and, you know, you know everything. And I'm not saying for one second I know even 1%. And I don't do any of the making. I'm just the kind of designer in collaboration with the customer and kind of get things moving. But, you know, I'm not for one second saying that I know everything there is to know about making a jacket. I know enough.
Thanks very much to Phoebe Gormley for coming in to share the story of Gormley & Gamble. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and Stephanie Sakia and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.